What is coming in the future? Space, the next frontier. There is no doubt space will be one of the next frontiers, but there will be others and we get glimpses of them once in a while. Another will be in medicine. Electronics are getting so powerful they might completely change the planet. What is life going to be like when powerful quantum computers answer questions we have been asking from the beginning of time? There is also the chance we might actually discover a way to time travel, and some even think we won't need devices to do this, it will be done by traveling through wormholes or black holes. There is so much coming to the planet to talk about, it boggles the mind. When we talk about traveling in space, I guess you could compare the current state of our human space travel to a person who wants to swim and has just dipped his toe into the pool. We may never be able to travel to the end of the universe or even the galaxy due to the enormous distances encountered, but maybe we will find a way around some of this. Humans have accomplished things in the past which seemed impossible, such as crossing huge oceans and not falling off the edge of the Earth. Remember, we were wrong in those days about the Earth, and we could be wrong today with the idea of how we think about the universe. We could be wrong about the distances because the system we use may prove to be inaccurate and objects might be closer or further away. Some objects have already been proven not to exist even though we can see them, and this is due to a phenomenon called gravitational lensing, which is responsible for one object appearing in several different areas of space due to the bending of light. In the area of medicine, so much has changed and is still changing. It was just announced a new vaccine was created. So, what, you might say, we have done this before? Well, we haven't. This vaccine is synthetic and was developed to fight the mosquito-borne virus known as chikungunya. It isn't so much that the chikungunya virus is being defended against, that is great, but it shows scientists there are other ways to develop vaccines which could revolutionize their design and the way they are stored. Genetic research, along with myriad other research methods, have already altered the way health professionals attack health problems, and this area of medicine is discovering methods and cures at a much faster rate, which should only continue to accelerate. It is being said once quantum computers come online, they will be responsible for changing the way companies do business. Look for new inventions to come flooding out, such as new materials. It is being said security will be so good no one will be able to break it, so we no longer should have to worry about our personal data being hacked. That one I have a problem believing. Someone once said if it was created by man it could be destroyed by him. Quantum computers will be responsible for a giant leap in artificial intelligence, and we will either be happy about this or not so much. We certainly don't want machines getting smarter than us. On the other hand, if we can create intelligent machines to serve us, living on Earth could be so much better for everyone. Things should become much cheaper as the artificial intelligence running these companies figures out how to make things more cheaply. This will also help to advance drug discoveries. A field which is closely related is electronics. As they shrink in size and become more powerful at the same time, they are going to give us capabilities we never had before. Just as people of years ago would have never thought we would ever be able to carry around small phones in our pocket, people today are not yet able to realize what is about to come. Our clothes will become supercomputers and give us all sorts of abilities we never had. One of them may be advanced information capabilities, where we will just have to think of a question and the computer will wirelessly send the answer to our brain. We will all have the same capability as a genius today, and maybe even better. We might even be able to generate an electronic field to protect us from getting wet in the rain and make and receive phone calls without actually talking by using thoughts. Things which seem impossible today will become commonplace tomorrow. Another thing which might happen is prosthetics, which when connected to our computer allow us to perform tasks which seem impossible today, such as moving heavy loads which would have taken several people. We could be flying to distant planets in the future, and I am not talking about the distant future. It all depends if we can figure out some way to map wormholes, if they do exist. It has been thought by some wormholes and vortexes are possibly the same thing and that we have many of them in our atmosphere and around the planet. If they exist, they could be the product of space and time being bent by the mass of the Earth, and this might mean they also exist by any large body in space. This could explain the activity around our Sun, which is much more massive than any other object in our solar system, and this might mean a wormhole there would be more powerful, meaning they might allow for more distant travel. In the future, people may zip around solar systems faster than we can get to the moon today. Time travel seems totally a science fiction event, and yet there are those who think the Germans had discovered a way to accomplish it using a device they developed in Poland called the Bell. The Bell disappeared before the Americans could get it, but strangely many years later an object looking just like the Bell appeared in Kecksburg, in Pennsylvania, and the military got there in record time and took it away. There is a monument to the device in Kecksburg. Did the device travel through time, and if so, do we know how it worked, and is time being altered today, and if so, is anyone aware of it? Will time travel become a normal thing? There is a lot to ponder about what is coming in the future, and as all things are, some things will be very helpful while others may not be so good for us.